A word for you from Ezekiel chapter 6. We read part of verse 9. I have been broken over their whoring heart that has departed from me, and over their eyes that go whoring after their idols. What a heartbreaking picture, where God opens his heart and speaks about his people, how they have caused him pain. He says, I have been broken. It is surprising to some maybe that God can feel pain, that he can feel brokenness. Yes, we know about the importance of mankind needing to feel broken about their sins, but that God can feel broken, it is because he loves his people. And when they go whoring after others, it breaks his heart like a husband must feel if his wife goes whoring after the other women. And as the wife must feel if her husband goes whoring after other women. In other words, vice versa, it works both ways. And God is using a human illustration, something which we can understand, that his heart is broken if we depart from him. Here he says, they have a whoring heart. Yes, they had fallen into various sins, but God addresses the heart. That is the source of their problem. They have followed their hearts and have not followed him. And because of that, they have been committing adultery, and it is in their hearts, and the Lord says their eyes go whoring. So they are wandering, looking around who to be immoral with. Now actually, it's speaking here not just of sexual sin, although that might have been part of it, but it's referring rather to idolatry. For the Lord says, their eyes go whoring after their idols. Unkulunkulu uti, ba nobu fe be enthizuin, goba ba kanugela izitiko. They are whoring after idols. You might say, well, there's no image that I bow down to. Yes, but you might be bowing down to all sorts of ideas that you've set up as idols in your mind and heart. Things that you look at, things that you think about, attitudes you have, idols that take the place of God, and God says of you, you are whoring after them. His heart is broken because of it.